Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 410 of our classic podcast. And this is from December of 2002. R.C. Collins is talking about the outrage that he feels that a group of Hollywood stars have signed a petition against the coming Iraq war. He's so outraged and feels all the other soldiers, he considers himself to be one, even though he's in a military academy, will also be so outraged they'll have no choice but to commit war crimes. This is kind of a tough one maybe to hear for some people, but nonetheless, R.C. is just a lunatic enough to make it funny. Here's R.C. Collins from December of 2002 and episode 410 of the Classic Podcast.
I want to get a feel for how the our military is taking the news that 100 Hollywood celebrities have signed a letter that will appeal to President Bush not to attack Iraq. Among those celebrities who have signed that letter are the following people. We have Hector Elizondo, how do you say that guy's name? Harry Belafonte, Tim Robbins, Martin Sheen, Ken Basinger, and others. And from Bradley Military Academy, which is in Altadena, California, we have Cadet R.C. Collins. You're a junior there, R.C.?
Yes, sir.
And what rank is that?
The status of our school, that's equivalent to a staff sergeant.
So you're a staff sergeant at your military academy?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of these actors signing this letter?
We saw the news this morning that these people, these movie people, were writing a letter to President Bush telling him not to go to war against Iraq. The people, I believe, were people like Lawrence Fishman, Samuel Jackson, and Matt Damon.
And Mike Farrell.
I'm not familiar with him.
And Rob Reiner.
I don't know who he is, but I do know that Mr. Fishburne was in a movie called The Matrix, one of the most pivotal films to my generation. I do know that Mr. Jackson was in Pulp Fiction, which was tight. We've looked up to these stars for a long time, and now we read that they don't want us to go to war. To me, that's a betrayal. It's a form of treason, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, I'll stop right there. You call that treason?
Well, perhaps it's not legally treasonous, but to me it's treason to the United States military and for everything that we've trained for, that Hollywood movie stars who have come into our homes, participated in films that have been pivotal to people like me. Maybe these Hollywood celebrities should get off their high horse and quit living the soft life and understand what we're training for.
You're now in a military academy.
Yes, sir.
And you feel that you have been betrayed?
I think the entire United States military is betrayed every time citizens stand up, like who don't know anything about war, like Hollywood celebrities, and say these things.
All right, but are you training from the military academy? Are you going to be in the United States Army?
I'm training for eventual duty in the United States of America Marine Corps or the Army in the United States. Let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry. I'm ready to go to war for my country. We like to say guys like me are a little bit psycho. We want to eat our own guts. These movie stars have lived a soft life too long.
All right, now you, as I was told by Janice, you sound angry. You sound betrayed by what these people have done.
I am, sir.
Okay, and you say that most people in the military would feel that way?
I believe all of us are feeling betrayed. When you have these Hollywood types writing their letters of no war, and it only makes me angry, and when I go to Iraq, I will personally feel that I will have no choice but to take it out on Iraqi civilians. Because of what these Hollywood...
Wait a second.
No, sir, because of what these Hollywood types are doing to our United States military and our morale and willingness to fight, and God willing, I'll be in Iraq, because I have one more year than... My father has sent for me in Northern California. I'm going to be working as an intern in his company, and then, God willing, I'll be in basic training the United States of America Army. But God willing, I'll go to Iraq, and when I do, I will hope that these soft Hollywood celebrities have come around and spoken out in favor of America, because what they're doing is making me and every other member of the military angry. And then we have to do something about that. And they're not going to like what we're doing.
Well, you mentioned that you'll have to take it out on Iraqi civilians.
I'm saying that the only way to adequately vent my frustration at our armed forces being betrayed and I am sorry to say this, but I have a right because of what these people have done. The only thing I'll be able to do will be to rape Iraqi women. And I,
well, wait a minute. You're a member of the United States military, and if I just heard what you said, rape Iraqi women, that is a war crime.
This has caused rage.
Well, how much anger has it caused? Why don't you vent it on these actors?
You can't, because they have the freedom of the speech. It's in the United States Constitution. And yet, we have to sit here and suck on it. Every member of the United States Armed Forces has to suck on it. I will have no choice.
You have to be out of your mind to publicly say something like that.
But this has caused that kind of rage, Mr. Henry. That's the kind of anger it's caused, that I'm forced by these soft Hollywood actors to make a statement, clear and concise political statement, that I love my country and you will not insult our military policy.
But how does raping Iraqi women make that statement? Why not just kill the enemy? Why not just kill Iraqi soldiers?
From what I've seen of the Iraqi soldiers, they're going to be easy to take care of. It won't vent too much my anger. They'll roll off my knife like so much water. Please don't misunderstand me. I have such rage at these Hollywood actors and their betrayal that I will have no problem raping an Iraqi civilian.
All right, hold on, man, because all you're doing now is giving yourself a bigger mountain to climb trying to get into the military.
No, sir. The Hollywood celebrities have done this to me.
These people have exercised, as you say, their freedom of speech.
But in so doing, I feel betrayed.
Raping an Iraqi woman is not something a United States soldier says and is proud of.
I'm not proud of it, but they've given me the reason to do it and to carry her baby around on the end of my bayonet. That's what Lawrence Fishburne has done with his betrayal.
Well, you're out of your mind, and not since the Russian army has there been a soldier who has acted in that kind of manner. The United States Army's not going to take you. Once you're out of your little military academy, they're not going to take you. And for you to be throwing words around like a baby on the end of a bayonet and raping an Iraqi civilian because you're pissed off that I don't even know who these people are.
I know who they are. You mentioned their names, Mike Farrell and Uma Thurman and Rob Farrell or Rob Reiner and Mike, I forget who those guys are, but you mentioned them. Now, this letter signed by these celebrities has sent a shockwave through the morale of the military of the United States of the America.
You're not going to get into the Army saying that you want to rape Iraqi civilian women and carry their babies around on the end of a bayonet.
Excuse me, sir. I would caution you to talk about something you know about. I'm in the military academy, and this June when Father sends for me...
I know a little bit about life. I may not know a lot about the military. I know about life. Young man, you know nothing of life to think a soldier should take these measures in combat. You're an American soldier. You're supposed to have a higher standard.
Mr. Henry, you want to spatter the Iraqi civilians the wrath of the United States Army. Then I suggest you have a chat with these actor types. Mr. Hawk and Mr. Fishburne, you tell them to retract the unfortunate letter.
I don't know these people.
Well, you people all suck from the same nipple. Don't tell me, you know.
You got a long way to understand that just because you're in a military academy doesn't mean you know anything about anything. Even if when you get out of basic training, I'm going to know more about this world than you. And
well, you guys all suck.
What do you mean suck from the same nipple?
You and Mr. Fishburne, and the rest of these people, the honor of the United States military has been besmirched. You talk to Mr. Fishbone and Mr. Lane then out of publishing this letter, and you may save the Iraqi female from the wrath of the United States Army. It's within our rights, and it is within our capability to spread terror among the Iraqi civilian populace, and we will do such, sir, as long as Mr. Bone talks like that.
Who's Mr. Bone?
Mr. Fishburne.
Okay, that's Mr. Fishburne. That's not Mr. Bone.
I don't know who these people are, sir.
You said that you saw The Matrix and it's one of your favorite movies.
Yes, sir.
Then you ought to know it's Lawrence Fishburne, not Mr. Bone. Or Mr. Fishburne, or whatever you called him.
Sir, I am angry on behalf of the entire United States military. And if you want to, just distract me from what I'm trying to say.
I'm not distracting anything. I'm just saying you know very little for a guy who claims to know a lot.
Who's Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen.
Who's Kim Bassett Hound?
Kim Basinger.
Well, then I haven't been given that information.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. That guy is psycho, all right. He's ready to eat his own guts, all right. As soon as they wrap him up and stick him in a soft room. There's a kid who thinks that it's okay for the United States military to go to Iraq and to commit war crimes against its civilians because Mike Farrell, Lawrence Fishburne, or as he called him, Lawrence Bone, signed a letter in protest of the U.S. military involvement in Iraq. He is asking that these actors tear up that letter or the U.S. military will not be held responsible for the war crimes that will occur. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Should the United States military feel it is its right to commit war crimes against Iraqi civilians because they're angry at the attitude of some American Hollywood actors? We have a young man who is attending a military academy in Altadena, California, R.C. Collins. And I would ask you, young man.
Mr. Henry, could I just...
I would ask you something, though.
Could I jump in? Please don't talk down to me. I'm a member of a military academy. I'm a cadet junior grade, and I'll be in the United States Army of the United States of America, and I am putting my life on the line for the country that I love.
Okay, that's fine. I would ask you to be a little adult in referring to these actors.
These people have disgraced our country, sir, with a letter that slaps the face of our president.
Okay, why don't you show you're better than them and refer to them by their given names?
I have been, sir.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have, sir.
No, you have not. You've been kidding around, calling her Spooma Thurman, Tim Bobbins, Harry Bubba Fonde, and Kim Bassett Hound. That is not adult.
I have the right to make fun of them if I want to. They have spit into my face as a military man.
You're in a military academy. Do you consider yourself a military man?
Sir, allow me to have the knowledge that I have. I don't think that you know what you mean.
Well, what I don't know. Are you in the Army?
I'm in the military academy.
Is that the U.S. Army?
It's almost.
But it ain't, right?
It's almost. The next place we go is the Army.
All right, our number is 1-800-4... So you think you ought to be able to rape Iraqi women and stick a bayonet through their babies?
Look what the actors have given us no choice. We are angry, but we can't take it out. Who do we go to and who do we talk to?
You go to the enemy and kill him. Becky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins, Bradley Military Academy. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess my comment to this young man is that, first of all, those two, the comments from those actors and the acts that he's thinking about committing if he were to be in the military are ridiculous. They have no correlation to each other. But I was in the military, and I come from a family of military people, and it's just embarrassing to hear statements from someone that wants to be in the military that, first of all, they would never take someone like this person, because I'm assuming it would come through in the interview process that this person is ridiculous.
Well, I have to interrupt the lady if I could.
No, I want to hear everything the woman has said. You have been holding the floor here. Go ahead, ma'am.
He's embarrassing. He is obviously immature, and there's some issues he needs to work out. But those statements are horrible. The United States of America does not want people like this, and until he comes to terms with that, he's going to have some problems. I just hope that...
What are we supposed to do when our country is... We're trying to prepare for war, and Susan Sarandon, whatever her name is, says what she says.
But are you listening to yourself? I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Because it makes us angry that these people do not support us. What do I do with that anger? Mr. Henry says kill the enemy. That's not good enough. I will make the Iraqi civilians suffer the way that Okay, go ahead and laugh if you think
okay,
funny.
I cannot take you seriously, though, because those are outrageous types of actions.
Kid, let me ask you something.
Please don't call me kid.
All right, let me ask you something. Do you know what the hell it is you're talking about when you say you're going to go rape a woman and stick a bayonet through a baby? Have you been reading Vietnam-era war novels?
That's what it sounds like.
I just want to go and kick some ass for my country. Then Uma Thurman and everybody will, they'll be on our side.
Well, I don't have any more to say to this person other than, I'm sorry, young man, you've got to go back and, like, reconsider what you're saying. It's ridiculous.
Well, you said you were in the military.
I'm sorry. I'm through with this person. I can't talk to him anymore.
Uma Thurman has been...
All right, thank you very much. I don't blame you at all. Knock it off with the Uma Thurman, okay?
Ain't that her name?
No, it's not. 1-800-449-8686. You're a military guy. You're angry. But you're not supposed to really have political opinions that are expressed publicly. You realize that, don't you?
Well...
No, you're really not. I mean, you're in a military academy, which probably means you don't have the same rules. But you know, you just do what you're told to do, whether you like Uma Thurman or Susan Saran Wrap or whatever these people are that you call them.
It's my way of having fun with their names. They're so stupid. They think they're so bitchin'.
Maybe they think they're bitchin'. Maybe Susan Saran Wrap and Kim Bassett Hound think they're bitching, but you calling them names and getting their names messed up, Uma Thurman and all of that stuff, doesn't do anything. These are people who believe that our war, our proposed war against Iraq, is wrong.
Okay, fine.
And they have a constitutional right to that, don't they?
And what do I do with my anger? You see, Mr. Henry, not being a military man, you don't know what it's like. A lot of times I'll sit on my bunk late at night and I'll be thinking about going to Iraq or to the Afghanistan, which I was never allowed to go to. And I have about a 10-inch skinning knife that I just throw on the wooden floor of our barracks, just taking target practice on pieces of wood with this skinning knife. I got a Confederate flag hanging behind my bunk, not on account I believe that Negroes shouldn't be treated good, but just because it gives me enough being bad and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. You mean you want to feel like a badass?
Yes, sir. I want to get hyped up over it and everything. Instead, Uma Hyman and Uma Thurman, they don't...
Will you stop it up with the Uma Hyman and Uma Thurman?
I'm trying to protect the only country that I live in.
Where's that?
California. And the people who have besmirched the honor of this nation, I believe, should be taken to task, and that's all that I'm saying.
All right, you live in America.
I know.
Well, I said, what nation do you live in? You said California.
That's part of the country that I live in, right.
Right. You're going to be asked to go to war, perhaps, and perhaps not. Perhaps the Iraqis will comply, and there will be no war. And then what are you going to do with all of your anger?
You don't think there'll be a war? Yeah, pull on the other one. There'll be a war, all right, because Saddam Hussein can't be trusted as far as I could pee into a whirlwind. Who's laughing?
No one.
I'm going to ask you again, sir. Who's laughing?
My engineer, Craig Taylor.
Okay. Let me just take that name down.
Yeah, okay, man.
My father will be proud of me when he sees me on CNN in the middle of a battle with my pistol drawn and some Iraqis peeing as they walk to me.
Good luck, kid, and I hope you never have to go to war.
Why would you insult me that way?
Because I hope you never have to go to war, kid. I hope it never has to be. I know that I'm, you know, it will be. I know that I'm, you know, it's a stupid thing to say, but I hope you never have to go to war. Here is Sally. Go ahead, Sally. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'd like to say that I'm glad that kid is on and said his name, because they're probably going to kick him out of the academy
tomorrow. No, ma'am.
My husband was a colonel in the Air Force for 26 years, and this is just ridiculous. He's pulling your leg, or the kid is nuts. Regardless,
are you yanking my chain, kid?
I don't yank anybody's chain when it comes to the future of my country. Maybe you think it's funny, ma'am, that America has to go to war.
I think it's funny that you called America, fighting for America, California.
I made a logical mistake. I made a logical mistake.
When I ask you the country you live in.
You made a lot of mistakes, kid. You're going to be kicked out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Is this Spuma Hyman I'm talking to?